Chief Obasanjo said the closing of land borders and flight bans, the country affected by the Ebola virus disease, was not a solution to curb the spread of the disease. He rather called for coordination, solidarity and common approach among member countries in the West African sub-region in fighting the Ebola virus disease. Chief Obasanjo commended the efforts of the federal and the Lagos State government in combating the disease in the country and called for such proactive measures in tackling other national issues.
Indeed, handling of Ebola, we have done fairly well. From the way we handled the abduction of 276 girls from Chibok, we should all be ashamed of that, and particularly the government of this country.
Furthermore, while speaking on drug use and improving access to effective treatment for drug use disorder in Africa, Chief Obasanjo expressed optimism that Africa has fought a good battle on drug war compared to what is experienced in North Africa and called for sustainable approach in dealing with drug users.
West Africa Commission on Drugs concluded that drug use must be regarded not as a criminal justice, but primarily as a public health problem. Our laws and institutions have to be re-examined and readjusted. Drug users need help, not punishment.
Chief Obasanjo identified porous border, under controlled coastline, corruption as loopholes used by drug cartel in penetrating Africa, and expressed concern about increasing use and availability of drug among young people. In his keynote address, Chief of Prevention, Treatment and Rehabilitation Section at the United Nations Office of Drug and Crime in Vienna, Professor Ignor Kotsenek mentioned genes, personality and environment as factors responsible for increasing vulnerability among young people involved in drug use. Professor Igor noted that non-pharmacological therapies changes and improve the brain biological functions during treatment for drug disorders. The director of the Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital Yaba, Dr. Rahman Lawal, said drug users were most times helpless and need care, support and not condemnation.
They don't necessarily want to remain poor. There are many factors in them physically that need them going to that problem. So they really need care and not punishment. Punishment has not made people to stop using drugs. Put them in prison many times over. They come out using drugs.
Dr. Lawal maintained that the popular saying, drug prevention is better than cure, remains the best solution in staying free of drug disorder and its attendant consequences. The conference had participants from both within and outside the country in the area of drug control, research with support from the European Union-funded project on response to drugs and related organized crime in Nigeria. I am Tina Armstrong.